在希伯来书后面，一共有几卷圣经。
There are a few books after the book of Hebrews in the Bible.
雅各书在论到信心。
The book of James talks about faith.
彼得前后书在论到盼望。
First and Second Peter deals with hope.
约翰一二三书在提到爱。
First and Second, Third John talks about love.
所以如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
So we have faith, hope, and love that remain.
就是希伯来书后面的这几卷圣经。
Which are these books after the book of Hebrews.
在约翰一书里面有四次提到我将这个话写给你们。
In 1 John chapter 1, four times it records this message I have write to you.
我们先来看第四个。
Let's study the fourth one.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第五章的十三节。
First John 5 verse 13.
第五章十三节。
First John 5 verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
这里说我将这个话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人要叫你们知道自己有永生这里说这些话要让我们知道我们是有永生
So these things that are written allow us to know that we may have eternal life
有时候我们看一部影片大概两个钟头
When we're watching a two-hour movie
那有的人比较忙他就把那个影片快速的往前这样移过去
Some people who are busy fast forward or skip to places ahead in the movie
他所要看到就是最后的结论是什么
All they want to find out is what the conclusion of the movie was
那知道了最后的结论有时候中间不知道也没关系的
And as long as they know the conclusion it doesn't matter what happened in between
那人本身就是在演一台戏
We as human beings are but playing in an act.
给世人跟天使观看。
So that others in the world, as well as angels, can see him.
这场戏不是两个钟头，而是七八十年。
But this movie is not 2 hours, rather 70 to 80 years.
但是不管怎么演结论最重要。
No matter how the movie is played out, the ending is most important.
即使我们现在是二十几岁。
Although we are only but in our 20s,
你就把别人走过的路就是我们可能会走过的路。
And well, the path that other people have tread is perhaps the path that we will take embark upon ourselves.
因为日光之下没有新事。
For under the sun, there is nothing new.
对我们来讲，每一天都是新的。
But every day to us is a new day.
但对整个人类来讲，我们走的一条路是老路。
But to the entire humanity, this path that we walk on.Is an old one.
差不多几岁要做什么，差不多都可以讲得出来。
We can perhaps already picture what we would do at certain age in our lives.
那我们现在如果把这个生命这样很快速，好像把它看电影这样把它弄往前。
So if we were to fast forward our lives, just as we're fast forwarding through a movie.
非常忙碌这样一直过去。
It's very busy carries on.
那最后的结论是什么
Then what would be the ending to our movie?
那我们就发现了最后的结论最重要
And we find that the ending is most important.
人类最大的不同不在乎他演的过程在演国王演乞丐
The most important part of a person's act or their movie is not whether they play the role of a king or a beggar.
因为这只是戏台上演戏。
But because these are just roles that they play on the stage.
下台以后我们是什么人这个最重要。
But upon exiting the stage, what kind of person we are is most important.
没有一个人能够告诉我们下台以后我们的结果是什么。
Nobody in this world can tell us what results after we exit this stage.
只有圣经很清楚告诉我们。
Only the Bible clearly
当我们在戏台上演完要下台的时候，只有两个结论。
That after our act on this world, after we exit the stage, there's only two results.
第一个就是我知道我有永生。
The first is that we are assured that we have eternal life.
永生就是永远不会死。
Eternal life means that we will live eternally and not die.
这个不但圣经有记载, 而且神给我们证明。
This is not only recorded in Scripture, but God has proved it, evidenced it to us.
得圣灵就是永生的证明。
Which is when we have received the Holy Spirit, that is the evidence of eternal life.
但是如果我们对永生没有把握,
But if we do not have assurance in eternal life,
那接下去就是圣经所说的永死。
Then we follow what the Bible says, that we go into eternal death.
那所谓的永死也不是像肉体死一样什么都不知道, 那永死也没关系了。
And this eternal death is not just the death of the flesh where we no longer feel any pain, but it is not so.
圣经里面的永死启示录里面讲第二次的死是在硫磺火湖里面。
In the book of Revelation, it describes the second death in the lake of fire.
所以这里告诉我们说, 我们要提醒自己, 知道自己是有永生的。
And so it tells us here that we need to remind ourselves that we have eternal life.
要了解我们人生集中的追求, 就是永生。
That we must understand that our greatest pursuit in our life is eternal life.
这个是GPS最后一点。
This is the final destination in our GPS.
如果把这一点定准了,
If we are to pinpoint this destination,
有时候我们人生啊, 你那个车子开错了, 现在我不晓得现在的GPS,比较旧的都说, recalculating, 就是再算一下。
Then no matter how far we veer off the course, it will recalculate and put us back on track.
你就不会迷路了。
And so we won't get lost.
不管你怎么开就不会迷路。
No matter how bad we drive, we will not be lost.
因为最后一点已经定准。
Because the final destination has already been set.
那越早把最后一点定得稳越好。
And the earlier we set that final destination, the better.
那我们现在的问题在哪里?
Then what is our problem now?
因为世界的潮流跟文化。
Because of the trends in the culture of this world that we live in.
甚至家庭的传统观念。
And also family traditions that we honor.
使我没有想到这么远。
It prevents us from thinking of far off.
好像永生是 我到年纪大退休后才想的一件事情。
Seems like eternal life is something we would think about after we retire.
其实不是的。
But it's not so.
今生是为着来世在努力。 这个是圣经的观念。
The biblical perspective is that we use this life to work for our next life.
只有来世的盼望, 今生的努力才不会落空。
Only the hope in the next life and our efforts put in this life will we not be doing things in vain.
如果没有来世的盼望,
If there is no hope of the next life,
我们今生一切都是空的,
then this life, everything that we do, is vanity. This is the concept introduced in the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以这里告诉我们, 要提醒我们自己是有永生的。
So it reminds us here that we must be assured that we have eternal life.
好, 那我们从第五章就来看到永生是怎么来的。
And so we follow by reading where eternal life comes from.
好,我们看11节。
Let us read verse 11.
跟12节。
11 and 12. 11, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 12, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这里讲很简单, 人有儿子就有生命, 没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Here it states very simply, whoever has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这个儿子就是主耶稣。
The Son is referring to Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣就有永生, 没有主耶稣就没有永生。
So if we have Jesus, we have life. If we do not have Jesus, we do not have eternal life.
永生是在主耶稣里面。
Eternal life is found in Christ.
所以主耶稣自我介绍。
And so Lord Jesus introduced himself.
我是道路真理。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他就是永生。
He is the road to eternal life.
然后他是一条道路。
And he is the way.
要引导我们得到永生。
That will guide us to eternal life.
那怎么引导呢?
How will he guide us?
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
他讲的话就是真理。
The words that he speaks is truth.
他的生活方式就是真理的具体表现。
The way that he practices in his life is the manifestation of truth.
所以照主耶稣的话去做。
So if we follow according to Jesus' words and teachings and learn from his lifestyle, then we may receive eternal life.
如果一个人很虔诚在拜神,
if a person is very devout and worships God,
但是拜到最后他不信耶稣,
but in the end, he does not believe in Christ.
他还是很虔诚在拜神,
although he is very devoted in worshiping God,
但是他不信耶稣,
but he does not believe in Jesus,
他有没有永生呢?
Then does he have eternal life?
我们看哥尼流这个例子,
if we look at the example of Cornelius,
哥尼流是一个虔诚的人,
Cornelius was a devout man. His entire family was feared the Lord. And they did many charitable works. And they also prayed consistently. And their prayers and their charitable works have reached God. Cornelius also had spiritual experiences. And in his prayer, he saw visions. And so he was probably the best man in his generation. And he also had pursuit in his faith. And that's why his entire family feared the Lord. But this Cornelius, during that time, did he have eternal life?
天使告诉他,
the angel told him,
你要请彼得来,
you have to invite Peter over.
他有话告诉你,
he has words to say to you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救,
so that you and your household may be saved.
可见彼得到他家讲的这一段话是哥尼流得救永生的关键。
And so we see that the key for Cornelius and his family to be saved were the words that Peter spoke to him at in his house.
那彼得到哥尼流的家讲什么?
What did Peter say to him at his house?
他就是讲万有的主,
he talked about the Almighty God,
万有的主宰,
the Lord of all.
他就是主耶稣,
and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
和平的君,
a Prince of Peace.
他就是主耶稣,
that is Lord Jesus Christ.
复活的主,
and the resurrected Lord.
他就是主耶稣,
that is Lord Jesus Christ.
审判的主,
the Lord of Judgment, that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以哥尼流,
so Peter went to Cornelius' house to introduce Lord Jesus Christ.
那他正在讲的时候,
and as he was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down. The Spirit of God descended.
那接下去,
and following that, Cornelius and his entire household were baptized.
所以一个人要得到永生,
if a person wants to receive eternal life,
一定要在耶稣的里面,
they must be in Christ.
有儿子才有生命,
for only by having the Son can you have eternal life.
没有儿子就没有生命,
he who does not have the Son does not have life.
即使很虔诚在拜神和热心在行善, 没有儿子就没有生命,
no matter how fervent or devoted you are in worshiping and service, if you do not have the Son, you do not have life.
好, 我们现在再看,
Let's return back to 1 John chapter 5,
20节,
5 verse 20. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
世界上最深奥的是什么?
What is the greatest mystery in this world?
如果从圣经来讲,
from a biblical perspective, it is knowing God.
这个地方说, 求神将智慧赐给我们,
here it says that we need to ask God to give us an understanding,
使我们能够认识那位真实的,
so that we may know him who is true.
那真实的是谁?
Who is the one that is true?
就是天上的真神。
It is the true Heavenly Father.
那下面说, 也在那一位真实的里面,
following that, it says, we are in him who is true.
那是谁在谁的里面?
In who?
就是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面, 这是真神, 也是永生。
In his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
所以主耶稣跟真神跟永生是连在一起分不开的。
So Jesus Christ and the true God and the eternal life are all connected, cannot be separated.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
认识神一定要通过耶稣才有办法认识。
In order to know God, we must go through Christ.
没有通过耶稣，没有办法有一个人能够把神讲得很清楚。
Without going through Jesus Christ, no one can understand or explain God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
看不见，人握不到。
It's invisible and cannot be touched.
连孔子他也不敢讲。
Even Confucius was afraid to say so.
那现在神道成肉身，成为主耶稣。
So now that the God, the Word became flesh as Lord Jesus Christ.
他看得见，听得见，摸得到。
He can be seen, heard, and felt.
所以认识主耶稣就是要认识神，就是要通过研究主耶稣来认识他。
And so to come and to know and understand God, we must first.Come to know and understand Jesus Christ.
那我们要跟神建立关系，就是要通过主耶稣才有办法建立。
In order to establish a relationship with God, we must establish it with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一个人要得到永生。
So for a person to receive eternal life.
当然，永生是从神来的。
Eternal life comes from God.
但是是在基督里面。
But it is in Christ Jesus.
好，那接下去第五章就告诉我们，那我们怎么在基督里面得到永生？
And chapter 5 continues to tell us, how do we receive eternal life in Jesus Christ?
那得到永生以后，要怎么来持守这个永生，一直到我们真正达到天国？
And even once we receive eternal life, how can we continue to hold it until we reach heaven?
我们看第五章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Verse 6, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
那个第六节说，借着水而血而来的就是耶稣基督。
Verse 6 says, by water and blood,It came, but Jesus Christ came.
那我们就知道，这就是指着洗礼。
And we know this refers to water baptism.
因为提多书第三章也是在这样讲。
Titus chapter 3 also describes it in this way.
神救我们不是因为我们的行为好。
God did not save us because of our good works.
乃是因为他的怜悯。
But rather because of His mercy.
借着重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
And we need to be renewed by the regeneration.Of the washing of the Spirit.
所以这里讲不单用水，乃是用水又用血。
So here it says, not only by water, but by water and blood.
这个就是洗礼。
This is water baptism.
并且有圣灵做见证。
And it is the Spirit who bears witness.
因为有圣灵的运行，圣灵的见证，所以水里面才有血的功用。
The work of the Holy Spirit, accompanied with the testimony of the Holy Spirit,then the water and the blood can take effect.
所以我们才有办法罪洗掉，那成为在跟主耶稣有份。
And that is how our sins can be washed away, and we can have part once again with Christ.
变成从神而生。
To be reborn again of God.
所以我们在受洗的时候。
So when we are being baptized.
低头与主同死。
We bow our heads.In the likeness of his death.
全身入浸与主同埋葬。
Or immersing our entire bodies just like in the manner of his death.
从水里面上来与主同复活。
And to rise up out of the water like his resurrection.
那个就是永生的开始。
That is the beginning of eternal life.
因为我们在洗礼的时候进到主耶稣里面。
For when we receive water baptism, we enter into Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是归属主耶稣。
And we belong to him.
那我们就得到永生。
And then we will receive eternal life.
那得到永生以后要怎么办呢?
So what happens after we have received eternal life?
我们知道在灵界里面还有一个力量的存在。
We know that in the spiritual realm, there exists another power.
我们看18节。
Let's read verse 18.
跟19节。
Verse 18 and 19. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 19.We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
这个十八节跟十九节讲灵界的两个力量。
18 and 19 describe two forces in the spiritual realm.
在灵界也只有两个力量，没有第三个力量。
And in the spiritual realm, there are only two forces, not additional one.
第一个力量就是神。
And the first is God.
神借着主耶稣重生了我们。
God, through Lord Jesus Christ, gave us a rebirth.
而且他会保守我们。
And he will keep us.
但是 这里说还有一个叫做恶者。
But here it also describes the wicked one.
好，恶者就是说他没有一个好处可以，没有一点点啊优点可以讲。
Meaning there is not a hint of goodness in this wicked one.
那他就是魔鬼。
And that is Satan.
哦，我们仔细圣经看看哦，如果魔鬼找得到一个优点哦，只有一个。
In the Bible, if we look closely, if there's one goodness, one goodness of the devil, there would be only this.
什么优点?
And what would that be?
魔鬼很同心啊，如果找得到，就只有这个优点。
And that is that the devil, they are very united.
啊，那同心做什么?
United to do what?
同心来害神所拣选的人。
United in order to cause wreak havoc onto God's people.
那十九节说，啊。我们知道我们是属神的。
Verse 19 says, "We know that we are of God."
那全世界都活在恶者的手下。
And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
哦，所以全世界都在管理之下。
So the entire world is under his dominion.
啊，因此我们在信仰生活就要很注意啊，不要被魔鬼打倒了。
And so in our faith, we must be vigilant not to be stricken down by the devil.
我们跟主耶稣的关系不要被魔鬼切断了，一切断没有子就没有永生了。
And we cannot allow Satan to sever our relationship with Christ, or else we will lose our hope in our eternal life.
好，那魔鬼要切断我们跟神的关系，哦，有一个间接的方法，间接 indirect 方法。
The devil uses an indirect manner to sever our relationship with God.
你现在如果今天晚上魔鬼显现给大家看到，明天早上早祷会一定祷告更迫切。
I'm sure if Satan revealed himself to everyone at this moment, tomorrow morning, we'll have an even more earnest and fervent morning prayer session.
为什么？因为昨天晚上看到鬼。
Why would that be? It's because the devil appeared to us the night before.
如果不认真祷告。可能明天晚上又回来。
And we felt like if we did not pray hard enough, perhaps the devil will return the next night.
所以魔鬼知道这样吓不倒，反而大家祷告更迫切。
And so Satan knows that by trying to scare people, that would not work because it would cause people to pray even harder.
所以现在用这个很直接的要来打倒信徒，不容易。
So nowadays, we can't use the direct method to strike down God's people.
那现在魔鬼就要借着间接的方法来打倒。
So Satan uses more indirect means.
好，那到底什么是间接的方法？
What kind of indirect means?
啊，我们看第五章第四节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 4, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
啊，这个地方说，凡从神生的就胜过世界。好，啊，使我们胜了世界就是我们的信心。这个地方啊，也提到世界。
This verse talks about the world.
啊，魔鬼就是要借着世界来打倒信徒，使我们跟神的关系切断。
Satan will defeat God's believers and sever their relationship through the world.
使我们犯罪
，causing us to sin.
好，那世界是什么
？So what is the world?
我们现在回来看约翰一书的第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John 2.
1
John 2, verse 15. Verse 15, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16, For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17, And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
这个地方讲世界三件事情。
It talks about three things in the world.
肉体的情欲。
Lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life.
这不是从神来的。
These are not of the Father.
从神来都是好的。
But only goodness and good things come from the Father.
那这从世界来的。
So these things come from the world.
所以这就是不好的。
So these are wicked things.
那这个人如果爱世界,
So if a person loves the world,
爱父的心就不在他里面。
Then the love of the Father is not in them.
因为这两个不能够同时存在。
Because these two things cannot coexist at the same time.
因为这个世界的本质跟神的本质是不同的。
For the nature of the quality of the world is different from that of the nature, of the divine nature of God.
所以这两个没有办法同时存在一个人的生活，一个人的心中。
So these two natures cannot exist, coexist in a person's inside a person.
哦，所以如果世界进来，神就出去。
So the world comes into our hearts, then God goes out.
如果神进来，世界就出去。
And if God comes in, then the world goes out.
这两个没有办法共存的。
These two cannot coexist.
所以我们看。肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
We see the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
主耶稣受过试探。
Lord Jesus was tempted before.
他禁食四十昼夜。
And he fasted 40 days and nights.
魔鬼怎么试探他？
How did Satan tempt him?
就是借着这三个。
Through these three things.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
你可以把石头变成饼啊。
Can you change the rock into bread?
眼目的情欲。
And the lust of the eyes.
世界给他看，你只要拜我，我都给你。
He showed him the entire world and said that he would give him the world if he would bow down to him.
今生的骄傲，你可以从殿跳上去啊。
And the pride of life, telling him to jump.
神会保守你，不会受伤害。
And that God will protect him and not allow him to be harmed.
但是主耶稣借着他对神的话的信心，每一个都把他胜过。
But Lord Jesus overcame all of those temptations through his faith.And word of God.
创世纪，魔鬼来找亚当，也来找夏娃。
In Genesis, the devil came and looked for Adam and Eve.
用三样同样的东西。
They used three things, the same three things.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
这个果子好做食物。
This fruit is a good food.
其实亚当不要吃那个善恶果，他园中什么东西都有。
And the garden had every kind of food in there besides that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
根本就不需要吃那个。
He did not need to eat that fruit.
那当他想要吃那个，就是超过神的道理。
When he wanted, and he had the desire to eat that fruit.
那超过神的道理就是情欲。
And it already surpassed God's laws, God's commandments, and that led to him committing lust.
所以，夏娃吃了。
And so Eve ate of the fruit.
她就犯罪了。
And she sinned.
好，那蛇对她讲。
And so the serpent said to her.
说你吃的能够跟神一样有智慧。
Says that once you eat of this fruit, you will be as wise as God.
人是人，神是神，这两个是不相等的。
Humans are human and God is God. These two cannot ever be equal.
那人怎么可能跟神一样？
So how can a man ever be equal to God?
当神，人要跟神一样，就是今生的骄傲。
When a man wants to become like God, that is the pride of life.
所以他为什么想吃?
So why would they want to eat of the fruit?
我想要跟神一样。
Because they want to be like God.
那这个伊甸园里面很多的果子都很漂亮啊。
There are many beautiful and delicious fruits in the Garden of Eden.
你看我们现在放在这个客厅里面摆这个水果，有的真的是很漂亮啊，舍不得把它杀来吃。
There's a lot of beautiful looking fruits.Put in our living rooms that we're kind of hesitant to eat because they're so good looking.
那有时候我们在看有的人哦，家里面种苹果，种这个柠檬，他不吃的，他是在那边长得好看。
And we see some people plant apple trees and lemon trees, and they don't eat of the fruit. They just want it to use for display purposes.
但是他就是喜欢看那个。
They just enjoy looking at.
越看看看看就被吸引了。
And when they keep looking at it, they become attracted to it.
所以。世界上很多很好看的，但是就是想要看那个超过道理范围，那个就是肉体的眼目的情欲。
So there's so many good things in this world that we can look at, but yet we desire to look at those forbidden things, and that becomes the lust of the eyes.
所以亚当跟夏娃两个吃了。
So Adam and Eve both ate of the fruit.
他就失去了生命。
And they lost their life.
所以今天魔鬼怎么打倒我们
？So today, how does Satan defeat us?
就是借着世界。
Through this world.
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
是我们是跟神、跟主耶稣的关系切断了。
So that we'll sever our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要非常谨慎。
We must be extremely watchful.
魔鬼不会直接来找我们。
The devil will not come directly to us.
但是世界上有很多很好，你很喜欢去做的，很喜欢去享受的，可能后面就是魔鬼。
But there are many pleasures and enjoyment in this world. Perhaps behind it lies the devil.
我没有 没有谨慎就上吊。
So if we are not vigilant, we will fall into the trap.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we must be vigilant.
要用信心来胜过这个世界。
We need to use our faith to overcome this world.
好，我们先来看哈约翰二书。
Let's turn to 2 John.
好，约翰二书。
2 John.
啊，第九节。
2 John verse 9.2 John verse 9, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
这个地方讲越过基督的教训不长守的就没有神。
This, whoever transgresses does not abide in the doctrine of Christ.
好，那如果长守的就有父又有子。
He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
那有父又有子就有永生。
So if you have the Father and the Son, you have eternal life.
那如果越过基督的教训不长守没有神没有子就没有永生。
So if you transgress and do not abide in the doctrine of Christ, you do not have God and you do not have eternal life.
所以这个基督的教训非常重要，这是跟得永生有关系的。
The doctrine of Christ is extremely important. It has everything to do with eternal life.
如果我只信耶稣，
if I only believe in Jesus Christ,
但是圣经里面得救的要道我不做，
but I don't do anythingpertaining to the steps that lead to salvation as described in the Bible, then it's difficult for us to receive eternal life.
因为要有基督的教训又常守的，这样才有神也有子。
For we must abide by the doctrine of Christ in order to have both the Father and the Son.
好，我们再看第十节。
And let's continue reading verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him.
这里讲如果有人到那里不传这个教训，就是主耶稣的教训。
Here's if anyone comes and does not bring this doctrine of Christ,
就是纯正话语的规模。
Which is this
sound doctrine.
Which is the pattern of sound doctrine.
那不要接待他家里，也不要问他的安。
Then do not receive him into your house and do not greet him.
所以传的道理跟教会得救的要道不一样哦。不可以跟他问安，也不可以接待他。
So if they bring a different doctrine than the one that you have that has established the sound doctrine, has established in the church, do not receive him nor greet him.
因为这里讲，如果问安接待他，就跟他的恶行有份。
Because here it says, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.
所以这个界限画得很清楚啊。
So this boundary line is drawn very clearly.
我们常常发现有一些其他教派的在传福音。
We often find that other denominations, when they preach,
非常热心，
very zealous.
你只要门打开一个缝，他脚踏进来他就不走。
If you even have a small creak of an opening in your door, they'll step in and they won't leave.
那如果我们让他进来一次，
once we let them in once,
他第二次还会再来。
They will return again.
每个礼拜都可以来。
And every week they will return.
非常有恒心。
They're very persistent.
那有时候我们就觉得不好意思啊，他这么热心传福音，我们能够不接待他吗？
And sometimes we feel a little ashamed. They're so zealous and fervent. How can we not receive them?
如果他传的道理已经歪太多了。
But the doctrine that they preach has been skewed.
他们在解释主耶稣跟圣经讲的不一样。
And the way that they explain Christ is different from the way that the Bible describes him.
又拿另外一本经典要来跟圣经平行。
They use another book to try to combine that with the Bible.
这个不但不可以跟他问安，不可以接待。
Not only should we not greet them, but don't receive them.
因为错误的教训好像是那个笑会散开来。
Because this false teaching or false doctrine is like yeast and it will spread.
那我们一旦失去纯正的道理，
and so once we have lost sound doctrine,
这里说越过基督的教训又没有守，他就没有神。
In verse 9, we see it says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
他也没有子，没有神，没有子，就没有永生。
He does not have God, nor the Son, nor eternal life.
所以道理跟永生是绝对有关系的。
So doctrine is directly related to salvation, eternal life.
传的道理跟主耶稣的教训不一样，要非常谨慎。
So the doctrine that is preached is different from that of Christ, then we must be extremely careful and vigilant.
好，那我们现在再看约翰二书的第一节。
Now let's continue reading 2 John verse 1. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth. Verse 2, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
这个地方想做长老写给蒙拣选的太太, 这个太太就是教会。
And the elect lady referred to here is the church.
爱你们是为真理的缘故。
And I love in the truth.
所以在前面他也有讲, 我们爱是因为神在我们里面。
And then before this, it explains that we love because God is in, abides in us.
我们来看第五章, 约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第一节。
1 John 5 verse 1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him who is begotten of him.
这个地方讲,凡信耶稣是基督来的都是从神生的,凡爱生他之神的,也必爱从神生的。 如果我们爱神,一定会爱从神生的,就是教会里面的信徒。
So if we love God, then we will love the one that God begots, which is the church and her members.
那这个教会的信徒在爱里面就能够接纳,在爱里面能够互相包容,在爱里面能够融在一起成为一个家庭。
And then the members in the church can, under love, be able to bear one another, receive one another like a family.
但是在约翰二书里面,我们就发现, 在当时约翰的时代,教会已经有问题。
Find in 2 John that during that time, the church already had problems.
然后看第九节到第十节。
Let's read verses 9 and 10. 9, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
三书,约翰三书,第九节,第十节。
3 John verses 9 and 10 rather. Verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Verse 10, therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Here talks about a person named Diotrephes. And he was a problem in the church.
教会就因为他就有一点分裂了。
And because of him, the church was divided.
这里说他不但不接待弟兄,有人接待,他就把他赶出去。
Here it says, not only does he not receive brethren, but he would also forbid those who wish, putting them out of the church who tries to receive brethren.
所以我们要了解,有子就有永生。
So we must understand that by having the Son, we have eternal life.
有子就是有神的爱。
We have the Son, we have the love of God.
所以教会里面要在神的爱里面联合成为一个身体。
So the church must be united as a body of Christ in his love.
那这个教会就能够不分裂。
And then this church will stand undivided.
但是如果教会缺乏爱,产生分裂了,有时候就会影响一些人得到永生。
But if the church does not have love and is divided, then it will affect people, her members' eternal life.
所以结论就是,不论教会发生什么事情,不要影响我们跟神的关系。
So the conclusion is that no matter what happens in the church, do not let that affect our relationship with God.
因为我们最后的目标是要得永生。
Because our final goal is to receive eternal life.
永生就是在主耶稣里面。
And eternal life is found in Jesus Christ.
离开主耶稣的教会就是离开主。
When we leave the church of the Lord, of Jesus, then we leave the Lord.
那没有子就没有永生。
If we do not have the Son, then we do not have eternal life.
所以约翰一二三书给我们很清楚的教训。
First, second, third John gives us this clear teaching.
我们集中的追求。
That our ultimate pursuit is eternal life.